And good afternoon again, everyone listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX. And very pleased to have on the line from Iona College, and that is Brian Barr. Brian, how are you?
Ken, how are you today?
Real good, real good. And you're just back off the plane from Alaska, from Anchorage, Alaska, where the Gales won three games and took home the title of the Great Alaska Shootout. And I appreciate you joining us. Now, first off, you got promoted recently. Tell us your title again now.
I'm the director of athletics, the college and athletic communications here at Iona College. So my responsibilities are now mixing between the athletic side as well as the campus and academic side.
Well, you've done a great job for Iona over a long period of time in your career. We appreciate your support, and great to see that you've got an even broader impact on Iona. Now, Iona won three games, and why don't you take us through a little bit about the trip?
So we were actually on the road for four games. So we started out with the trip at Nevada in Reno before making our way up to Anchorage, and it was an excellent tournament, a great experience for the student athletes and the staff that were up there. A nice bonding experience and a way for the team to of pretty much an entire new team with six new guys, five returning from last year, and three that saw significant playing time. It was a good trip to get out there and kind of figure out what we're made of and work through it as we try to defend the MAC championship this year.
And you won against some good teams, against Drake in the first round, then Weber State, and then you had a chance to come back and have another shot at Nevada Reno in the championship game. And, boy, that was quite a moment when John Sever went down for that basket. Game tied, a second to go in the game, and he sinks that layup to give you the win.
Yeah, you know, John showed, you know, some courage there. He got the ball in the inbound, and, you know, he kind of looked up at the clock and held it for a couple seconds, and, you know, instead of instinctively going to the basket. And when he was asked after the game, you know, what he was thinking about there, and it was very simple. It was just get a bucket. And one of the things, you know, for the veteran player in his first year at Iona after transferring from Fordham, for the veteran player, he said that at the end of the game, he wanted to get the last shot and leave as little time on the clock as possible because you've seen what can happen in 1 second. So he really wanted to try and run the clock out with that layup. And it was impressive, and it was a great victory for us.
Well, that was neat to see, and that's certainly the sign of an experienced player. I remember watching him at Fordham, and he was a good player there. It's a good addition as a graduate student to Iona. Now a player who seemed like he's all of a sudden becoming very consistent for you is Sam Cassell, Jr., at 18 points in the title game, but he seems like he's always about 18 to 20 points. He's off to a great start for you.
Yeah, you know, Sam was very highly recruited out of Baltimore, Maryland, out of high school, and he was originally supposed to go to the University of Maryland and stay close to home, but things didn't work out, and he enrolled in the junior college, got his associate's degree in 2 years, didn't play his first year, transferred to UConn, and you know, didn't really get a chance to show what kind of skill he had at UConn, kind of battling some injuries and the talent that they had there up in stores. And, you know, graduated from UConn, got his bachelor's degree, and now came for his last year as a graduate transfer. And, you know, for him and John both, it's an opportunity to kind of come in here with a little chip on their shoulder and say, hey, look, guys, this is what we could do, and this is what we're meant to do. And they're thriving, and they're loving their experience here at Iona.
Well, and Tim Clues and your staff really have done a great job implementing the graduate students into the program, and that's really been a great addition to the team. We're looking forward to seeing them play. I guess you have your first home game on Sunday afternoon against Niagara. I know everyone will be looking forward to coming out to the Heinz Center to see the first home game.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon is our first home game. First, we have our first MAC game on Friday night at St. Peter, so we actually get to play in the metropolitan area after being on the road first, or at least very far away on the road for the first five games. Then home on Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Heinz Center in New Rochelle. Tickets are available on icgales.com. They're pretty cheap. And I think actually today we have a special for Cyber Monday, 20% off. So we'd love to see a packed house there for the first game since actually winning the MAC championship that we've been at home.
That's right. I mean, Iona coming off a season really unprecedented, where both the men's team and the women's basketball team both won the MAC championship on the same day up in Albany. What an accomplishment that was.
That, great for the school. You know, that's the first time we've ever done it, the first time the women have made the NCAA tournament as well. And they're at home opening MAC play on Friday night at 7 o'clock against Manhattan. And, you know, both programs are on the rise with two very good coaches and excellent student-athletes that we have. And both have an entertaining style of play.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the players that we enjoyed watching develop last year when he came aboard was Jordan Washington. He had 17 points in the game against Weber State, I believe. And he's had trouble sometimes avoiding foul trouble when he's in there. They said he could be a very dominant presence. But it seems like we're watching his game mature over time, and I'm sure he's going to be ready for a big season.
Yeah, Jordan's about 6'8", and now he's about 240, 250. He's dropped about 40 to 50 pounds since he came to school last year. And, you know, he's a very athletic big man and you know, with a nice soft outside touch, from inside the perimeter. And, you know, like you said, when he's on the floor, he's probably one of the best players on the floor in every game that we've played. But, you know, when he can stay out of foul trouble, he's an excellent player.
Yeah. And, you know, people ask me why Iona takes these long road trips at the beginning of a season, and I know it's kind of part of college basketball or tournaments in Hawaii and a lot of different places. But I know Iona's strategy has always been that you get a fair shot on a neutral site against perhaps a big-name team when you go to some of these tournaments, a team that you might not be able to draw into play at New Rochelle. But you can sometimes get them on a neutral court and get a win that's going to, one, just be an achievement, but also something that might count at NCAA time. And here you got three wins against notable opponents, and that's got to be a big plus starting the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, every year we look to challenge ourselves with a very competitive schedule. And, you know, the ultimate goal is the three games in March when we play at in the MAC championship. And the non-conference schedule is set to prepare us for the MAC play. We play 20 games against very good MAC opponents. And, you know, we like to play the teams like this year, Florida State and Nevada, which are two teams that are definitely nothing like we'd ever seen the MAC. And it's something that will bode well for us as the season goes on. And as, you know, like I said, the six new guys and the five returners kind of mesh together and figure out their identity.
Well, absolutely. Now, Brian, what time is the start on Sunday afternoon for the first home game?
4 o'clock Sunday for the first home game. We play against Niagara, and then the women are home this Friday night at 7 o'clock against Manhattan.
That's great. And a great place to bring the family, bring kids where they can sit right next to the court and watch a Division I game with some outstanding players. So, Brian, thank you so much. You got to go home and get some sleep, and we appreciate you telling us about your trip to the Great Alaska Shootout.
Thanks, Ken.
See you Sunday. Take care, Brian. Thank you.
Take care.